All right, 34 past the hour. Mark Mariner with Mark Riley, Air America Radio.
Yes, it is.
That's the network, Ron. We got a caller, you know, obviously, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So now on the phone, once again, is Planet Push correspondent, Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. I thought they were all Lieberman.
Yeah, well, you were wrong, buddy. How do you like that? Yeah.
Okay. You're kidding me.
No, no. It was
that
all,
wasn't Lieberman?
No, it was all Alf's dad, man.
Well, that was a good game.
Yeah. Dude, let's not get all warm and friendly so quickly. I got some questions,
all
right?
Let's
talk about this Jeff Gannon, James Guckert, whatever the hell his name is. I want you to explain some things about me, about this guy. Will you explain it?
Sure, Mark, of course.
Wait, all right. First, posing as a real reporter, this Gannon wrote for the Talon News Service, which isn't even real. It's nothing but a front for a Republican group run by a shameless Texas neocon millionaire.
Yeah, that's right.
Plus, this Gannon got access to the White House press conferences, even though he did not qualify for a congressional press pass at all.
Yeah,
Dude, what's going on? At the press conference, he asked Bush all these nauseating, like, softball questions, calling Democrats people who seem to have divorced themselves from reality.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
All right, then it turns out he was a prostitute. How about that? There were photos of him posed in his underwear on gay websites.
Yeah, Mark, he's something else.
Plus, this Gannon turned up on a list of reporters targeted for questioning by a federal prosecutor in the case involving the outing of Valerie Plame.
Yeah, I saw that. It sure did. It sure did.
Dude.
Name just showed right up.
So what do you have to say? You mean you're just admitting that this was wrong? Are you, let me understand something. Are you agreeing with me, Lawton?
Yes, Mark. Absolutely wrong. Contemptible.
Wait, what are you laughing at?
You fell for it.
What?
Our people planted him to expose the corruption of the entire news media, and y'all fell for it.
No, whoa.
We planted him.
How did you do that?
Game.
Come on.
It was like your Lieberman game.
How did you do that?
Gannon, okay, was like a polio vaccine. We infected the system with a mild form of the disease, and then the body's natural immune system rose up and killed it. We were just trying to see how long it would take for the so-called real journalists to catch on that there was a phony there. Y'all fell for it.
Wait a minute. Sure,
can't say we don't have a sense of humor.
Yeah, well, sure I can.
Come on.
Okay, dude. All right. If that's true, what are we trying to prove with this then?
All journalists are like Jeff Gannon.
Come on.
Stupid, disgusted, lying, biased perverts, every one of them. Just like Jeff Gannon, every single journalist at one time or another, you may not know this, has posed in their underwear on a Paul website.
Oh, stop.
I've seen pictures of Paul Krugman, Nick Ware, Cy Hurst, Jack Germont, Forzu Derek Ahi, Helen Thomas.
Oh, come on.
That would make your hair curl.
I bet they would. Hey, that's a lie, though.
Here's another thing. All reporters work as prostitutes.
Wait a minute.
They teach street hustling in journalism.
Come on.
At Columbia, for instance, you have to turn tricks in the back seats of gypsy cabs for a month before you can graduate. That's just part of the curriculum.
That's ridiculous.
Nothing but rent boys and rough trade.
Now, wait a minute. All right.
Rough trade.
No. The Bush administration's policies are so weak and offensive that they had to pay for reporters to support them. That's what's going on. They had to pay for it. It's disgusting and it's pathetic. Yeah, you bet. Cry. That's right. Let it out. Sorry. What's the matter now? What?
Sometimes people have to pay for it.
Oh, God.
Sometimes they have to pay good money
to feel
the tender caress of another human being.
Oh, no.
Even if he's just some skinny kid looking for drugs.
Oh, my God.
You don't know how many times I'm paying.
Oh, this is sad.
Hey, big spender.
No.
With me.
Oh, no.
I pay for it twice a week.
Oh, no. Come on.
I've done it in a van.
No. What? Too much information, buddy. Oh, my God. That's just awful. What?
Y'all fell for it.
Oh, no.
Real one from a fake one. A pig and a poke. The whole barrel rotten, Mark.
Yeah, that's
rotten
it.
Rotten journalist.
All right, goodbye.
Here's the headline. God loves you. Deal with it!
All right, weirdo. In a van. Oh, my God.
Twice a week.
We keep learning more and more about Lawton every week.